Support for Tech News Briefing comes from Optum. For those who won't rest until the world is healthier, neither will Optum. At Optum, they're tackling the biggest challenges in healthcare by providing innovative, data-driven solutions that help improve outcomes for patients, providers, and everything in between. Optum, how well gets done. Learn more at Optum.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So, Apple Pay. Apple is politely suggesting iPhone users enroll in its mobile payment service with a persistent red circle badge. You know the one. A look at how tech giants are increasingly using their own devices or software to promote their own business. But first, these tech headlines. So Tesla missed its goal of making 2,500 Model 3 sedans a week last quarter, though the carmaker showed progress toward building an all-electric car for the masses and says it doesn't require additional money this year outside of its standard credit lines. Tesla said it has produced 2,020 Model 3 cars in the past 7 days and expects to make 2,000 more Model 3s in the next week. Several tech companies are working with police departments across the U.S. to develop the capability to add artificial intelligence to video surveillance. Companies are working with departments to develop body cameras that could identify faces in real time. The software uses an algorithm to tell an officer on the spot through a body camera that it has found a suspect. And the journal looks at why people lie to Facebook. Consumers, wary of how their information is being used, are lying about everything from names to birth dates to professions when companies ask for personal details online. However, some companies say that they are depending less and less on biographical information, as apparently they track much more valuable data from phone and web browser use. Coming up, as iPhone users are being heavily coaxed into enrolling in Apple Pay, a look at tech giants' use of notifications to push its own products. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So when it comes to Apple Pay, Apple has a very specific enrollment strategy. In trying to get iPhone users to enroll in its mobile payment service, it has adopted a persistent red circle badge to alert the user of his or her failure to do so. The strategy has worked with some, but is less amusing to others, who say it is heavy-handed and exploits Apple's clout. Let's get more. Joining us from San Francisco is the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Hey.
Hey, Tanya.
Now, you spoke to various iPhone users. Is Apple being more aggressive than usual about Apple Pay?
Certainly. They rolled out a new feature as part of their new iOS that was introduced in the fall that now puts a red badge over your iPhone setup process in your iPhone settings to indicate that you haven't set up Apple Pay. That is, unless, of course, you have. If you go into settings, you have to click into setup Apple Pay and then option out of the setup process in order to make that red badge go away. This is just a new, more assertive way for Apple to prompt users to at least give Apple Pay a look.
Can we take this persistence to mean that less people are signing up for Apple Pay than Apple had hoped? Because, you know, when you look at Apple's services business as a whole, I guess the question is, how big is Apple banking on Apple Pay?
Apple Pay is important not just as a revenue-generating vehicle for Apple, but also it's a point of pride. I mean, Apple is really proud of the seamlessness of this technology that they introduced in 2014. And for a lot of users who have adopted it, they've found that it does actually accelerate things at the checkout counter. Studies have shown it cuts the checkout time by as much as 15 seconds in the U.S., where we now have this pin and chip system that has elongated the checkout time. That being said, adoption has not been what Apple has expected, and Tim Cook was pretty blunt about that. I mean, he expressed disappointment in it a month ago when he spoke to shareholders and says that he hopes that at some point he lives to see cash eliminated and kind of mobile payments become the predominant way that we transact.
What do you think is holding people back the most? Is there a theme among the folks that you spoke to?
It continues to be security and privacy. And if you're a champion of Apple Pay, that's got to be particularly frustrating because Apple Pay actually is more secure according to payment analysts. They create a tokenized transaction each time you do and perform a transaction. It's a tokenization process that doesn't really transmit your credit card information at all. Your credit card information information is not stored by Apple. It's not stored on your device. It's actually it's a separate credit card profile that's generated by your bank. And so some of those users' concerns about security are just a lack of understanding about how the system works.
There seems to be a trend across the board happening. More and more you see these companies use their own stuff to promote their other stuff. So it seems like it's the nature of the beast and the monster that these tech companies created.
Right. We've seen it with Facebook and VPN service they have called Onavo. We've written about it with Amazon and it pushing some of its own products through Alexa. And we've also hit on it with Google and its influence and sway over recent rules around ad blocking. I mean, all of these companies are really flexing their muscles right now. And in doing so, they're using all the tools in their arsenal to continue to expand their own businesses.
We'll leave it at that. Trip Mickle, thanks as always.
Thanks so much.
For the latest on everything Apple, you can follow Trip Mickle's coverage at wsj.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.